I'm Chris Orr. I live over on Old County Road in Hoffman. Talking about food and ordinance, everyone else has been talking about, I'll piggyback on what everyone in favors has said so far. As an aspiring farmer here in Rockland, I've gone down this path, and both the state and federal government have been incredibly supportive. The Maine State Agricultural Fair starts tomorrow. I'll be attending that tomorrow for the next couple days. And the beginning farmer resources and everything that's out there, I've also taken advantage of a federal grant allowing me to get this off the ground. And the support of the state and federal levels has really showcased how important it is to this country, and I think moreover to our rich history in farming, especially on Old County Road. It went from Lake Ave clear to Thomaston. That's the ground I'm working on. A lot of that land has been developed or it's been bought up. Dragon Cement owns a lot of that land now. That was all rich agricultural land. And it wasn't that long ago that these weren't discussions. This was not an issue. It was obvious, for obvious reasons. We're producing food for people to eat. Nothing more, nothing less. We support our fishermen. We absolutely do. Everybody recognizes that. This bill is just an honest, obvious right to produce some food and sell it to one another in our community. It makes our community stronger. It makes our country stronger. The state of Maine is leading the country in agriculture. That the average age of farmers is going down. That's contrary to everything else that we see across the nation, where farming is dying, and they're grabbing on anything they can to keep that going. And the state of Maine is doing a hell of a job helping us out and seeing the value in it. And we're doing good, and we're rallying together. And it's really important that we can start at these very small grassroots level to exchange some simple goods, and to think we're going to get people from China to bring goods in here to process. I was here last week for that conversation. That's wild. This isn't an enterprise for capitalism that's going to run wild. This is just so I can produce something that you want to buy, and that you can believe in your producer, your farmer, whatever it is that you want to buy from me. You're going to know that it's of quality. And you can buy it or not buy it, just like you do in any store, in Hannaford or wherever. But as a local Rockland farmer, I'm competing against Hannaford and these Chinese companies or whoever you want to say is coming in and processing. But we're just creating simple goods here, farm products that we've been doing for forever. I mean, we're just trying to get back to the old way. So I would just ask that you think of it as nothing new here. This is old, and this should just be obvious. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.